You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
The sun is out, and the previous hosts of Deliberate Noise have just informed me that we are getting rain this week, so that's kind of
sad.
On Wednesday.
Is this... We act like this is news.
Yeah. I mean, we should expect it, but it still makes me sad.
At least things will be green, and they will bloom.
Yes.
I'm trying to... The whole optimism thing, I'm, like, trying to do that more.
Yeah, and you know what? You chose the right show for optimism, because in most places around Canada, probably not Vancouver, because it's been like this for a while, but the snow's starting to melt. You can see the grass.
Oh.
You know what color the grass is?
Yellow?
Blue.
What?
Do you know what kind of music we're playing today?
Bluegrass.
Oh, there we go.
I was like, I don't know if you've, like, come on. You've lived places where the snow has melted and it is yellow for a good 2 months.
I was speaking like, metaphorically.
Like,
I took
blue.
You for a loop on that one.
Yes, we are indeed playing bluegrass. And hello to our extra 5 listeners today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Double our viewership.
Especially Claire. Thank you if you are actually listening.
Shout outs to you. What do we got up first, Nat? We got, I think, a Russian folk song.
Yeah, if I am reading this correctly, because as we all know here, well, maybe not everyone who's listening, but as we in my friend circle know, I'm learning Russian. I'm at the infancy stage of learning Russian, but if I'm reading this correctly, this is a song called About Ivan Groove.
Oh, you want to listen to it now? You didn't want to say anything about it?
Well, my Russian is still really terrible, so it's not like I can, like, say some things.
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
That was the Jerry Cans with the song, no way. Ukiuk?
I think so.
U-K-I-U-Q. Ukiuk.
I think that's right.
Yes. They are a band from...
Iqaluit.
Iqaluit, yeah. And they sing in Inuktitut. There's no way I can pronounce any of these things correctly.
I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Inuktitut. Yeah. They have throat singing, which is, I think, very cool.
Yeah, they're gaining traction, like, and popularity right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
I love them.
And the song before that, oh, I cannot read Cyrillic, so that's all on you.
You're just getting nervous, like, looking at it. But I can't read Cyrillic that well, which is ironic. Well, it's ironic because, like, you're the Eastern European one.
Yeah.
But
from a not Cyrillic country.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what reason do I have to learn Russian? But right. But at least, like, I think I'm reading this correctly. If my elementary Russian instruction has taught me anything, mm-hmm. I think it's about Ivan Groove by Otava Yo.
I mean, that sounds good to me with absolutely
Let's roll
zero
with that.
Knowledge. You know what?
I'm
not going to sit here and be chastised because I only speak one language. I'm putting in an effort with French, but you know what? I draw the line at languages that don't use the Latin alphabet. That's where I throw the towel in.
Hey, no. I don't speak Russian. I started learning like 2 weeks ago.
Yet,
but I've been told that I'm doing really well for someone who only started learning 2 weeks ago.
To me, you sound great. Perfect Russian. For what it's worth.
What is it? What did Tanya teach me? Я набухалась.
Sure.
I'm drunk. I'm okay. Not right now, though, if anyone from the management of the radio station is. She said it's like important to learn that. And also давай.
Давай.
Давай, давай. Yeah. Like, come on. Come on.
До свидания.
Блин. Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
But yeah, it's getting there.
All right.
Slowly but surely. Anyway. Next up, we're coming back to Canada, mm-hmm. and we're going to listen to a song called Rive Sud by Le Vent Nord et De Temps en Temps.
Thank you. Ça que l'autre beau l'écho. Et y'a les deux mains dans mon jardin, puis gros que d'un grocery store. Et j'trouve un morceau de parsis qui traîne au dans le porch. Ouais, j'ramasse ça, ouais, j'garoche ça, puis j'échappe à pleine gueule. J't'avarti, sort ma yarde, j'te l'dis, sort ma yarde, j'crois oui, sort ma yarde right now. Le plein mi-temps de l'échelle. Il t'aime à bord, right dans la bosse. Puis comme le fait, il prend holé. Oh, il walk, j'm'en viens sur les bails. Il a l'air par chusé. But j'attrape ça avec un bras. J'dis, garde-moi dans les yeux. J't'avorti. Saut ma yarde, j'te dis. Saut ma yarde, j'crois que. Saut ma yarde, right now. Big jardi raton pe, big este way pa baki se.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760. And let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Alrighty, you just heard Rive Sud by Le Vent du Nord et de Temps en Temps. Mm-hmm. And then before that, we heard Sors de ma yard, which I'm sure you understand the meaning of, by Minonk Jason. And then before that, we heard Loken by Jean-Cy Coram.
Yes.
But yeah, so things kind of got shuffled around there. I announced the song. It's okay. I announced the song that ended up being the third one, not the first one to play.
So we said we were playing Rive Sud, but that actually came at the end there, what we just listened to.
Yeah. But that's okay, because when you go back and listen to the podcast, then you can just follow along with the play sheet.
It will be in original archival order, I'm sure. That's an inside joke for you archivists out there.
That I'm sure no one is laughing at.
Yeah, I'm glad that you chose that fiddle song, actually, because the next song... Well, first we're going to listen to an interview from this guy. His name is Jean Carignan, I think. Jean Carignan?
Yeah, that's really
Jean
good.
Carignan.
Yeah.
He is probably Canada's most renowned fiddle player. He's at least French Canada's most renowned fiddle player. He passed away in 1988, and he didn't record a lot of music, like, in studio. A lot of the music you can find of him is just, like, him playing at a party, basically. Just having a fun time and dancing along. And he's incredible. He is so good. He plays the fiddle and also does the traditional step dance at the same time, which you'll hear in the song that we hear after the interview that I'm going to play. You can hear the tapping and the playing at the same time. And that's him doing both at the same time. I just want to make that clear. He also did, I want to say in the 70s, he did a show, I think it was at Carnegie Hall, with Yehudi Menuhin, the famous classical violinist, where they go back and forth playing Bach, basically. And Yehudi plays it in classical style, and he plays it in, like, traditional folk fiddle style. And it's incredible. Check it out on YouTube if you get the chance. But first, let's listen to this interview with Jean Carignan about the different fiddle styles in Canada.
Did you learn from your father?
I started with my father, yeah.
How did you learn the Irish fiddling, though?
Well, I taught Irish fiddler was at more picnic than the French, as far as bowing and as far as fingering.
How do they hold the bow differently?
No, but they got the different ideas as far as playing the jig or a rail.
The fingers no different?
No, it's no different. They probably hold the bow from here to there. But I hold the bow like a violinist. That's the difference.
You mean a country fiddler would hold it?
Oh, they hold the bow and they grab the hair, the bow like that, you know. And by the time the night is finished, there's no more hair in the bow.
How long will you play tonight?
Oh, sometime we used to start at 9 and go out at 6 o'clock the next morning.
Do you mostly play just with the fiddle, or do you have other instruments playing with you?
Oh, well, and about 25 years ago, we used to play alone now all night.
Yeah. But now you have other instruments with you?
Oh, well, now, you know, there's a guitar, banjo, and...
Uh-huh. I'm curious, though... do the Scottish have a still different way of holding the bow or anything
else? No, I mean the real good fiddler, like Scott Skinner, they were one of the great in the world. They hold the bow like a violinist. If you want to be a very, very good fiddler, you got to hold the bow. If you do hold it in the air, you can't do it.
Can't control the tones?
No.
The notes.
You'll play the same thing, but...
Won't sound right.
No. It's just the same as Pfeiffer would take the bow in there. He wouldn't have long enough.
Do you ever do any kind of those slurs on the strings like they do down south at all?
We do it in here, but the people don't seem to like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a different style to the Irish and the Scotch.
Could you play just a little bit of that so I could see the contrast between it?
You mean like a song?
Yeah. Ah, that was really cool. Sorry for the scratchiness of the interview. That's just kind of, it was recorded in like the late 50s, so.
It's part of the authentic experience of listening to an old recording.
We preserve authenticity on this show. And now that you've heard that interview, you can kind of see where he's coming from. I want to play a song of his, and this song is called La Bastringa by Jean Carignan. And make sure you listen to the step dancing that happens in the song, because that's him stepping while he's playing. Okay, I have to apologize. I think that is the CD that I'm using to play that. I think it's scratched.
I think the advice that we got when we first started doing radio was like, don't point out your mistakes.
That one's pretty egregious, though. I got to apologize for that.
It was completely intentional. It is part of the art.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to play it from YouTube just because we want to spare your ears the burden of having to listen to that all the way through.
Let's try that again.
Another night's work well done. and so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM. My heart.
That was Broken by April Virch. And before that, we heard the Jean Carignan song by, or called Labestrang, I think.
Yes.
Which I want to say is like a traditional folk dance.
It is.
Yeah, April Virch and Jean Carignan, both very prominent Canadian fiddlers. April Virch, I think, from the Ottawa Valley region, which gave birth to the phrase, you know, when you go out dancing, you go tamarack or down, which is like referring to the tamarack wood that they would, you know, tap on while they're partying.
Very cool.
That story sounded cooler in my head. what do we got coming up next?
I'm actually focused on what we have coming up next because I was trying to figure out whether that H was actually supposed to be there in Hamericana.
It is.
By Elixir DeGumbo and Dylan Perron. I'm going to suspect that the reason that the H at the beginning of Hamericana is there is because it's probably a song about Americana, but there's an ironic adding of the H in random places in French and taking it away in other places. And yeah, I think that if a Francophone says Americana, I think they would say Hamericana. Well, not that way.
Spicy.
Hamericana. Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. Let's give it a listen.
Just before we give it a listen, I wanted to say that there's a fun fact about these two songs. We're going to play two.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you choose a second one?
Yeah. The story behind it was you sent me the music yesterday, and I was listening to it. And I was like, wow, this song's incredible. And then I realized it wasn't the song you chose. It was another song that they played. And I was like, oh, man, I really wanted to play that song. So I chose one of these songs, and Nat chose the other. We're not going to tell you which, but... you know, maybe just decide which one you like more and you guys can let us know.
Oh, we'll
Yeah. We'll see who wins this little competition.
Passe en dedans, 30 ans déjà, que je me dis que ça va pas. Salut, TQ, on s'en reverra plus. On ferme la shop, on finit les gros pécores. 100 fois sur le métier. Ah, tu sais pourquoi. Qui c'est qui va s'enclairer? Pour moi, ça sera pas toi. Mais salut, TQ, on s'en reverra plus. A fini les gros pécores. Le cœur en friche à la remorque de ma vie. Les smells de l'ennui sont finis. Oh, donnez-moi mon slack juste avant que je craque. Le ferait un grand sage. trop défoncé. J'sais plus où me trouver. Salut, TQ. On s'en verra plus. On ferme la shop. A fini les gros pick-up. Oh, salut, TQ. On s'en verra plus. On ferme la shop. A fini les gros pick-up. Americana. Je veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui va m'arriver demain. Je suis un hédoniste, très bien compris. Je prends le bon à rien, le roi des pachas. Je veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient. J'ai bon pour me poigner le pain, me coucher tôt le matin, pour faire la fête et rire de rien. Va savoir le temps qui va faire demain. Je veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient. J'ai pas le genre de gars qui donne des coups de main. J'ai plus le genre à donner des coups de rein. Si tu veux être mon chum, ah, je te jure, attends-toi, vraiment pas à rien. J'suis bon pour me pogner le pain, me coucher tôt le matin, on parle de fête, rire de rien. Va savoir le temps qui va faire demain, j'veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient. Savoir ce qui va m'arriver demain. Je suis un hédoniste, très bien compris. Je prends le bon à rien, le roi des pachas. Je veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient. J'suis bon pour me pogner le pain, me coucher tôt le matin, on faire la fête, rire de rien. Va savoir le temps qui va faire demain. Je veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient. J'suis pas le genre de gars qui donne des coups de main. J'suis plus le genre à donner des coups de rein. Si tu veux être mon chum, ah, j'te jure, attends-toi, vraiment pas à rien. J'suis bon pour me pogner le pain, me coucher tôt le matin, on va faire la fête, rire de rien. Va savoir le temps qu'il va faire demain. J'veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient. J'suis bon pour me pogner le pain, me coucher tôt le matin, faire la fête, rire de rien. Va savoir le temps qui va faire demain. Je veux vraiment pas savoir ce qui s'en vient.
Congratulations, här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Let me fall, little girl, let me fall. Hold me
shoe, tie my shoe, little girl, now go home. On me,
on me,
oh my, let me fall, little girl, let me fall.
Yeah, that was Nomad Jones with the song, the classic bluegrass song, Let Me Fall. They're a great band who just started last August, I think, out of Nanaimo.
Huh.
So I expect great things from them on their upcoming albums. I was really impressed. Oh, and before that, we heard Le Danse de la Poule, which is the chicken dance, I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that right. By Elixir Di Gumbo and Dylan Perron. And before that was the song Hamericana. Yeah, Nat chose one of those Hamericana. It's spicy. Yeah. Like those spicy peppers we have to eat soon. You bet you forgot about those.
Yeah, I put that at the back of my mind. So which did you like more? Let's go to the
group
chat.
Let us know. Did you like the chicken dance or did you like Hamericana?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking while those songs were going on about how the reason that I like bluegrass music but not really country music. And to me, I think it's because bluegrass focuses more on the instruments and country focuses more on the person singing. Because when I listen to music, I don't really listen to the lyrics. I just kind of like tune them out and I listen to the instruments in the background. And that's the thing that's most appealing to me. And bluegrass has more of that.
So my question for you is, would you like Country Roads more if there were no lyrics?
Probably.
That's blasphemous. I can't even respond to that.
Blasphemed.
Blasphemed the ghost of John Denver.
I'm just selling it like it is, Ned. I don't make it up. I think we have time for one more song before we're done here. This is a song by the Rankin family called the Mull River Shuffle. And I remember hearing this song on my parents' stereo player when I was like, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years old. And I just have really fond memories of this song. And
do you call
it
a stereo player?
Yeah.
Just a stereo.
Oh, whatever. You know what I meant.
Stereo player.
Okay. Duh. All right. And I had really fond memories of this song growing up. So now you guys can too. And enjoy the Mull River Shuffle.
Picture this. It's 50 years ago on a small country farm. Johnny McMaster's place, and it's Friday night. You've just finished 10 hot days of back-breaking labor, and the hay is finally in. You're sitting around the kitchen table under the dim light of a kerosene lantern. Everyone's laughing and joking, telling stories about their neighbors. You're halfway through a bottle of moonshine, and you're getting all fired up for the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Mull River Shuffle. Here here comes Mr. McNeil. The fine shape that he's in, there is no telling which way he'll feel after his twister around the bend, raising the jar and raising hell. There's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction. Yonder it's old McPhee. He's having a few we can hardly see. A wrapped his buggy around a tree. Someone call the Mounties. Raising the jar and raising hell. There's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. Spoke fine young Cameron at the dance, got a fearful hammer in. Today I'll stutter and stammer and they'll be hell to pay come Saturday. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
All right, we are unfortunately running out of time. I wish I could have played that whole song because I love it, but such is life.
You can go find it on the internet, though.
Yes, go give it a listen.
Of 2019.
It's fantastic. That'll about do it for us today, though. We've got Exploding Head Movies coming up next with Gak.
He is in the studio.
He's ready to go.
All right, all right, all right.
Little preview for his show there. And that'll about do it for Records Management today.
We hope you manage to have a nice night.
On your face, no evidence of me.